Hello and welcome to the Intuitive Heart Healing Podcast. My name is Valerie McLaughlin and I am your host for this podcast. This intention of this podcast is to share experience on my healing journey, share the stories, and to give you some tools and ways to connect to your spiritual gifts as you move through your own spiritual journeys. And like always, take what you feel is true to you, and whatever does not feel true, just leave it where it's at. Welcome, everybody. It's so great to be back. I took a week off to kind of regroup and get myself just to finish out my work week at my old job. And now moving forward, and we'll be back more frequently as I get back more into my spiritual practice, so I can share more information, wisdom, knowledge with all of you. I do have some topics coming up in the near future. Next week, I will be sharing a podcast with my friend and wonderful aromatherapist and astrologer Ursula Duffy. We'll be talking about the eclipse and the Mars retrograde. It seems to be our favorite topics to get together and talk about. And she will be back for next week's podcast, and I'm excited to share her wisdom and knowledge and the wisdom and knowledge of the universe going forward. And as I record this podcast, we are in the energy of the new moon and the eclipse, which will actually be happening tomorrow when this podcast launches for its launches. And let me tell you that this energy is, for me, I'm already feeling it. And it has brought something up. So, you know, I have talked to you before about how healing is a journey, how healing is a spiral, and at sometimes we come back to where we were, but we aren't quite where we were because we healed part of that already. And now this is another check-in point, is what I like to call it, a check-in point to see if there's anything there that is left to be healed or is to be healed at this time, whatever that is, and to say, yeah, I still want to keep in this energy that I am now and not back in that energy that I was. And I actually had that happen to me. I had that moment of my check-in point, and I'm going to share a little bit about this and a little bit about whatever else comes up. Let's just keep it at that. So I'm talking to somebody and there's a lot of reflection that is happening in this moment when things do come up. Reflection in myself, and some of the things that have been coming up for myself is to be open, to be more open, to share more of me, more of the wisdom and knowledge that is coming through me, to share the love light language. And so today in my journaling, which is something I've practiced that I've recently started, where I journal every morning with my cup of coffee, which I absolutely love this new practice that I have. When I was journaling this morning, I was asking for some guidance on a next step. Like what is it that I'm to bring forward? Is that the love light language healing that I talked about in the last podcast? And if you haven't checked it out, I recommend it. Or is it healing in the Akashic records? Because that is also something that I'm very passionate about. But that's something I'm very passionate about. The love light language is still something that when I checked in, I was still kind of getting a little comfortable with. And one of the questions that I asked was like, how do I get this out? And the answer is through your heart. It is a love light language. It is language of love. It's a communication of love. It's a vibration of love. And as long as it is being spoken and channeled through in a state of love, just keep putting it out there, because it will connect with the people it is to connect with. And then I simultaneously, before, after, whatever it was having a conversation with somebody that I'm just meeting and getting to know. And it came up that I was recording a podcast, and they said, "Oh, share your podcast with me." And I was like, "Ooh, it's funny because I get down here and I share the podcast with all of you, and the podcast is out there for all my friends and family and all the loved ones and all of you, all the audience out there." But it was like, "Oh, this is personal. This is part of me. This is letting somebody in." So I sat with it for a moment and I thought about it and I was like, huh, how does this make me feel? And part of it made me feel uncomfortable, which then I was like, why do I feel uncomfortable? And because there's still parts of me that I am not comfortable sharing with people. And it's more people that are close to me around me and not all of you. And so when I dove a little deeper, I was like, okay, I'm gonna share the podcast. Let's go back to the first one. And my first one was talking about hiding. I was talking about me hiding and my journey of hiding. And I'm like, oh my goodness, this is just another part of me that is still in hiding. Part of me that I am hiding from people that are around me. People that I see, family members. And I was reflecting on why this was. Why was I holding back? Why was I still keeping part of this part hidden? And this is that point, right? That point on the spiral that we get to. And we want to know, why is it coming up? But it was in a question, when I asked the question, it was in curiosity. I'm curious because in the curiosity is where I get the answers. In the curiosity, it allows me to heal. It wasn't like, oh my God, this is coming up again. I can't believe this is coming up again. Why do I keep having to deal with it? That was not the energy. That was totally not the energy I was in. The energy was curious. Being curious of why it's coming up. What is it showing me? What is the parts of me that I am still not ready to show and share with everybody? I can share it with this person, I could share it with that person, but why? Why am I not ready to share all of me with everybody? Everybody in my life. And of course, it still comes back to judgment and being misunderstood. Being misunderstood. Why would I be misunderstood by sharing all parts of me? And when I think about it, and it's like, well, people won't understand what I'm trying to say, and people won't understand this, and people won't understand that. But what is that have to say about me? Because it's all about me. Kind of reminds me of Garfield. I love Garfield coming up, growing up, and it was all about him. And to me, when I looked at it as a kid, it was like selfish. And I always had this like love-hate relationship with Garfield in certain ways. But it was, I understand why along the way, but it was like, to me, when he was like, it's all about me, it was like being selfish. That's not what it is. When I say it's all about me, it's not about being selfish. It's about understanding self, understanding yourself. When you say something is all about you, when you see something within somebody else, you say it's all about you. It's not being selfish, it's about understanding self. Now, if you are in a situation where you're talking to somebody and you're making it all about you, that's totally different. That's not the energy we're talking about. We're talking about when something it, you are confronting and you see it in other people or you say it about other people, turn it back on you because it's all about you. It's all about understanding yourself, it's all about coming back to yourself. So if I am saying that people don't understand something, I am saying I don't understand self. There are parts of me that I still don't understand, and it makes me feel uncomfortable. And it makes me want to hide and not put myself fully out there. Ooh, feel that heaviness, feel that release, feeling that letting that go, just putting words to it and putting it out there. Whew, helps release and shift that energy. Totally release and help shift that energy. It doesn't stop there. Because there's still a deeper dive to go in here. Because I don't want to walk around hidden. I want people to see me. I want to share my message. But there's still a part of me here for me to sit with and heal. And it is the perfect alignment of this is happening. The perfect alignment because the energy of the new moon and the eclipse that we are in. I can work through this. Man, that feels so good. I can work through this. I can knock down this wall. So I hit this pivot point, this check-in point on my spiral, and I'm ready to knock it down. Is it going to be that easy? Maybe. I can't say yes or no. I haven't fully gone in there. But I know the first thing I did was I went and I shared my podcast with the person I'd been talking to because I knew that that was part of my healing. And it felt very vulnerable. And yeah, I sit here and I talk and I'm very vulnerable, but at the same point, I don't always know the audience that I'm talking to. I don't all know who is listening. And so if there is somebody out there listening, like my sister, my parents, a friend, and they mention something to me, it does make me feel a little uncomfortable. Or it makes me go, oh, what did I say? Did I say something? And then I said, no, you spoke from your heart. You spoke from your heart. You spoke your truth. You spoke your truth in this moment. And that's what's all about. That's why it's so important. It's so important to be in your truth and understand that even when you don't like who you are, accepting yourself in that moment as you being in your truth. And so I didn't like the fact that I was gonna go hide again. I didn't like that feeling that came up because I don't wanna be in that energy. And I do wanna move past it. So I'm gonna use the energy of this new moon. I'm gonna use my voice to share with all of you. And when I talk about using my voice, and when I talk to you about using your voice, it's either this, the sound you're healing. Oh, I like that. The sound you're healing. That just kind of slipped off the tongue. But I like that. The sound that you're hearing coming out is my voice. The sound of your voice is your voice. Your written word is your voice. Your song, whether it's sung or through an instrument, is your voice. Your creation, your art, whatever it is you're creating, is your voice. So, whatever you are creating, whatever you are putting out there, whatever form that is, remember it is your voice. And even if you are working for somebody, if you're working for a company, and you're part of this process, you're part of whatever is going out there, that is part of your voice. That is part of who you are. So remember, when you are doing this, speak it from your heart. Be in your own integrity. Be in alignment with yourself. And if for something, for some reason, you still put it out there and you're not, and it didn't feel comfortable, it didn't feel right, honor yourself for being your truth in that moment. And take a moment to reflect on it and learn what it is speaking to you. So if we get back to this whole journaling and me hiding, it comes down to me not understanding the full me. So how do I understand the full me more and more? Well, the daily journaling, each morning, sitting with myself, having a conversation with myself, my higher self, in my records, whatever it is I choose with spirit, with the divine, that has helped a great deal to understanding myself. Understanding that I am divine, understanding that I am human, and that I can go in and out both. I can be human, I can be divine, I can be both at the same time. I can be fluid. Fluid in my expression of myself. Whether I'm standing in my divine masculine or divine feminine, when I'm expressing myself masculine or feminine, I am being fluid within myself. And so that experience is really, really going to help me to get to know me and understanding me. Spending time and going within, whether that's journaling, whether that's walking, whether that's meditation, whether that is an expression of my art, because art is an expression of self. Allowing it to speak to me and understanding myself. Allowing the gods, the goddesses, the ascended masters to channel through me and listening to their message, whether it comes through me or whether it comes through somebody else, being open to receive the message and understand what that means for myself and help me to understand myself. This is a journey, a never-ending journey, a journey that we are always fully on to understanding self. And it is always part of our journey is to understand more and more, because we peel back layers of ourself and we learn more and more about ourselves. And when we share this and share our experiences about ourselves, we allow others to do the same, and they allow others to step into that energy of understanding their own self. It starts with one simple step, and you keep adding to the steps as you go on and on and on, and allow that be part of your journey. Allow it to be self-discovery. Be curious about who you are. Be curious about who you are. People always come to me and they want to know their purpose in life. What is their purpose? Where are they going? What is their divine purpose? What are they supposed to be doing? And I'll tell you what it is that you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be understanding self. Understanding yourself and who you are. Understanding who you are in these moments. Deciding on whether you want to stay in that energy or change it. Do you want to be that person? Is there more to you? Can you shift and change it? How can you elevate yourself even more? Your purpose in life is to understand you. And of course, the spirit love. We know that. Love is what it comes down to. So speak to your heart. Go into your heart space. Spend time with you. Play with you. Play with yourself. When I say that, play with yourself, express it however you want, whether it's dancing, whether it's music, whether it's basketball, whether it's solitude, whatever it is, whether it's cooking, baking, drawing, painting, building some beautiful piece of furniture, whatever it is. Just spend time with yourself, playing with yourself. Expressing yourself and understanding who you are. Your journey in life is about you. It's always about you and your connection to Source. And in that journey, you spread that to others. You help, as you help heal the land. You help heal other beings. You help heal the universe. But it all comes down to you, because if you don't do your work, if you don't do you, if you do not spend time with you, if you do not heal yourself, whatever you are sharing, whatever you are spreading around, whatever you're talking about, does not have the effect on it. It's like putting gloss on something. So you can put gloss on to protect whatever it is. And if you're glossing over something that is injured and hurt, that is what you're projecting and that is what you are projecting forward. But if you do the work, if you do the work and you do the healing and you go into yourself and you start to heal and understand yourself and you put that gloss over there, then that's what you are projecting out into this world. That is what you are spreading. So focus on self, focus going into your heart center. And when these things come up, these points on your spiral, these check-in points on your spiral, it is your choice of that energy to be in. Being curiosity will take you a long way. Being curiosity will help you to move forward and not go back into the past. Look ahead, don't look in the rearview mirror. You can't do anything back there, but all you can do is move ahead. You can reflect back in the rearview mirror so you can see what you need to heal and what lessons and wisdom and knowledge you can breathe forward into now into the same situation that may be happening again. It's not the same situation because you are not the same person. Whether you spent time healing or you spent time not healing, you are not the same person, so it is not the same situation. But when you take the time to heal and be curious and learn and grow, those steps are bigger. So your journey in your life, your purpose in life is to get to know you, to get to understand yourself. And how you get into that journey is all up to you. All you can do is listen to your heart, trust your intuition to guide you to the people, places, things, books, videos that are going to help you grow. You are doing this for yourself. You are the healer. Me and others out there that are out doing this work and spreading the information that we have and channeling the energy to help shift your energy, we are there to help support you on your journey, but it is all about you and yourself and how you navigate it. So be curious. And when these pivot points come up, these check-in points come up on your spiral, check in with you. See what it is saying about you. And then that is your step on how you choose to move forward. So do I fully understand at this moment why I am still hiding? Not fully. Will it show up again? Possibly. Am I going to work in this energy right now to release it and let it go? Because I don't want it to continue to be my story, because I want you to see and hear me and listen to the message I have and discern what is right for you. 100%. Absolutely. I am all in. But I don't have to be just all in to all of you. I have to be in all in myself and all in to my friends, family, and people around me. And that is what I will choose to work on right now. In this moment and the moments moving forward. Because I have a message to share, but you also have a message to share. My message is no greater than or less than you. And when I get comfortable with here, I can spread those light language and that love language so much more to all of you. And that is what I want to do. So the question was, do I put out love language or do I put out Akashic records to help move you forward? And as much as I love exploring the Akashic records, and it's always there for you to all go into, and I am grateful and honored to be able to hold that healing space for you in your records, right now my focus my energy will be spreading the love light language to all of you. The communication, the love, the joy through the beings that want to uplift and empower you. And though it might sound weird and strange and people may look at me, I have to be comfortable with that because the message is too important not to share. And you all are too important to this universe. So go out, be curious. Allow whatever it is that is coming up for you to come up. And reflect on it. Ask the questions, the empowering questions that's going to help move you forward. What is it that I am learning from this? What is this showing me? What is this telling me? How can I move past this? What are the tools that I have or tools that may be offered to me to move past this? And allow them to present yourself. When you ask for tools, you may not have them. But you may go on to Facebook, your computer, or listen to a podcast and hear something that be like, oh, that's it. That is the tool that's going to help me move past this. And it might have meant something you heard and heard and heard. I remember Christmas. I got 2 journals for Christmas. And I said to myself, why does everybody keep giving me journals? I don't use them. I use them here and there, but I've never completed a journal. And then I said that question and I laughed to myself because the universe is presenting me journals because the universe wants me to use the journals. And so I used them here and there throughout the year. And I will tell you this, the other day I completed and filled my first journal from back and forth for the first time. It took me almost a year. It was when I did get around Christmas time. So it took me over a year. Now I'm moving on to the second one to continue that because it's brought me joy. It's brought me happiness and it's brought me clarity. It's brought me clarity. And so I've been told many, many times, and I've told people many, many times to journal, journal, journal. And you know what? It took one day for me just to make the commitment. I don't even know where it came from. I was just like drinking. I think drinking coffee and writing would be fun. And so there it was. And that's what I did. And I've been doing this for, I don't know, 7, 8, 10 years. And I've journaled here and there, but this is the first time I've ever completed a journal. So you may have heard something over and over and over and over again, and one day it just may click and be that's the tool I need right now to help me with whatever I'm going through, and just be with it. Allow it, whether it's essential oil or it's a tea or it's music, whatever it is you called to do that you feel that you have to do to help you in the moment to get past your check-in point, your pivot point, then do it. Go for it. So be curious. Be curious. Be curious. Remember, this journey is about you and understanding yourself. And always go out and spread love in this world. Spread joy, spread happiness to all the beautiful beings. We lift up this world by lifting up ourselves and by spreading love, joy, happiness, and kindness. So go out in this world and spread all those things. And I am sending all my love and all my positive healing energy that I am channeling in this moment to each and every one of you. Until next time, bye-bye for now.